A very good afternoon from the sports team. We're going to start with a bit of cricket. The Proteas have gone down to New Zealand by 6 wickets in their first match of the tri-series between them, New Zealand and Pakistan. Being put into bat first, the Proteas got to 304 for 6. That was thanks to 150 from Matthew Brietzka. That is now the highest score made on ODI debut in one-day international cricket. Matthew Brietzka got 150 of 148 balls. Van Mulder made 64 of 60 balls. But in reply, the Kiwis were very clinical. The Black Caps finished 308 for 4. They finished with, 8 balls to spare. Kane Williamson made 133 not out. Devon Conway got 97. And then Glenn Phillips finished with 28 not out. So the Proteas will play Pakistan in their final match of that series before they head into the Champions Trophy. Moving to some rugby, Ireland head coach Simon Easterby says they know there's an opportunity for them to go and clinch the Grand Slam. Yesterday's 32-18 victory over Scotland at Murrayfield put them top of the Six Nations standings with 2 wins from as many games. And captain Caelan Dorris admits it's a fantastic dressing room to be in right now.
It's very enjoyable. It's enjoyable being a part of this group in general. Lads love representing the group, representing the country. And it was a very enjoyable one today.
Well, the Six Nations will take a break this weekend, but will return next week. Finishing with some football, Liverpool boss Arne Slot says he has no regrets over his team selection for their 1-0 defeat at Plymouth, which saw them knocked out in the fourth round of the FA Cup. He made 10 changes from the side that reached the League Cup final on Thursday night. And Slot says it's important for the fringe players to be tested.
They need the intensity of the game, because you can't keep on training with them, but once in a while they need a game as well, and they had that against PSV. Unfortunately, we lost that one, and they had that today, and unfortunately we lost this one again as well.
Well, Spurs, they also out. They lost 2-1 to Aston Villa, so they've been knocked out of 2 cup competitions in the space of a couple of days. Well, that's all from me for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.